time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
February 11th, the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. During the next several Sundays, we hear St. Luke's Sermon on the Plain, his account of the tradition which St. Matthew renders in the Sermon on the Mount. There was obviously an earlier tradition of a compendium of the sayings of Jesus, which, as it was handed on, emerged in two somewhat different forms. Matthew edited one, and Luke the other. Despite different meanings and words, Matthew has eight Beatitudes, Luke has four Beatitudes and four woes, they have the same theme. A description of the kind of life the followers of Jesus will live if they trust in Jesus' revelation of God's love. The Beatitudes are not normative. Rather, they are descriptive, new insights into the possibility of life when one trusts in God. Once upon a time, there was a gifted young man from an impoverished background who set out to prove himself, work his way through college and business school, and dedicate himself to a success in the company that hired him. Because he had combined street smarts and intellectual shrewdness, he was extremely successful and rapidly moved up in the company, becoming a senior vice president before he was 40. He married a fine woman, and they had three splendid children, though he had little time for them. So determined was he to make it to the top. In the process, he earned a lot of money and piled up valuable stock options, and they were legitimate stock options, too. Just 10 more years, he promised his wife, then I'll be able to relax and enjoy life. All our kids will be out of college by then. I'll make it all up to them, he promised. Neither the wife nor the kids believed him. Then, on the day of his 40th birthday, he keeled over with a heart attack and almost died. Too much stress, the doctor said. You got to leave your company and settle back into a more relaxed life. I can't, he pleaded. I'll be the next CEO. I can't pass up the opportunity. You'll be a dead CEO, the doctor replied, unless you change your lifestyle. I can't, the man said. I must make it to the top. Well, the doctor replied, buy the best insurance you can get, because your wife will be a widow before you're 45.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.